Welcome to, wait. Pablo, hey, cheer up. I brought an accessory just for you. Look. Pablo.
I don't want to look.
Pablo.
It's a choker. Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Katie Nolan. That's Pablo Torre. Nina Kimes. This is a little clasp. Let's do the show.
Should we celebrate the Hawks today or bury the 76ers for choking?
I feel like Pablo's reaction tells you which one we're going to do. I don't know which one we should do. Look, give the people what they want. Nobody wants to hear me talk about this game. We want to hear from Pablo, but let me just set up, as a Sixers fan, where Pablo's emotions were riding throughout the evening. Joel Embiid had a great first half. Let's start there. Did very well. You guys brought a lead into the second half. That's exciting. You know, the second half started with your first three possessions ended in turnovers, but it was okay. You brought that lead up. That lead got all the way up to 26 points. I mean, you had a 25-point lead with like 15 minutes and change left in the game. It was okay that, you know, Ben Simmons kept getting sent to the free throw line and couldn't hit any of them. You were going to be okay. And then you weren't. You lost. I feel sadness.
Oh, we lost.
Sorry. I know you might have watched The Bachelor or something, switched over and watched some other show, thinking that you had the game in the bag, but you didn't. I would be so mad sad if I were you. Just, I think there probably is a word for it, maybe agony, but the closest that feels right is mad sad. I mean, your most expensive player gave you 4 points, and I just feel like you must be... Go ahead, Pablo. How are you feeling?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Not a great day or night or a couple of games in this series or my life for me personally. Mad sad's a good term. I would say I'm in between the stages of grief that are tweeting through it. Shout out to everybody in my mentions still. I will address all of you in due time or just throw my computer out the window, one of the two. And the other phase is like actually giving credit to the Atlanta Hawks. And I'm not there yet. Let's talk about how it is that I live in a haunted house now, because that's kind of what it felt like. Like, oh, I'm just gonna be here in this house that is haunted by the ghosts of enormous blown leads. Like the first half of this game, as Katie put it, 26. Like that's the Sixers that I know. And I know that's the Sixers that I know because that's also the team that was up 18 in the game before. And so when we lose, as Katie pointed out, it's sort of like, okay, well, everybody obviously should be blamed. I hate the fact that we're sort of just going to target on the internet Ben Simmons because it's so easy to dunk on Ben. I get it. I get all of that, honestly. But the point is that in the second half, you know how many Sixers had field goals made? Two. Just two. Just two of them. And you know who has presided over five of the largest blown leads in the last years of the postseason? It's Doc Rivers, who has no idea how to use his lineups these days. So I think everybody should be blamed for choking, and especially the people whose job it is to anticipate that this might happen after it happened game before. I'm at in Mad Sad.
We're not going to let you do this, okay? We're not going to let you blame Doc Rivers. Like, yes, his bench lineups weren't great. He wasn't perfect. But Doc Rivers did not channel the spirit of Shaquille O'Neal at the free throw line. Doc Rivers didn't have zero, not just field goal attempts in the fourth quarter.
Last two games.
In the previous game.
Yep.
Last two games. Doc Rivers didn't have one assist. Ben Simmons deserves all of the criticism coming his way. And Pablo, you said you live in a haunted house. You live in a house of cards because you have spent the last few years meticulously building an argument that Ben Simmons is a viable second star on an NBA team. And last night we saw that was not only a house of cards and a haunted house, it was a brick house because that is what your boy was throwing up over
How is she so mean?
I am sorry to pile on Ben Simmons. Not sorry
Are
to
you,
pile
though?
On Pablo Torre.
Are you?
But that was indefensible.
Hold on. Okay. Wait, proportionality is important here, okay? Proportionality is sure. important. Because if literally anyone else besides Joel Embiid, torn meniscus, love you, Joel, forever. Don't blame you really at all. Least blame.
No.
And Seth Curry, love you, Seth. You're adorable and great. If anyone else, like the aforementioned Tobias Harris, who gets paid $30 million to score, had scored in the second half, which he did not, we are not talking about Ben Simmons. This, in fact, is the curse of the process in a different way, because we are taking the result and retrofitting all of these old arguments
what?
To force it into a box in huh? which everybody should be blamed for choking. Yes, a box of choking. That is the metaphor I've landed on. I hate all of this.
You know what I think the problem is, if I may, is that the rallying cries between these two teams, that's where you find the heart of the matter, right? The Sixers, you guys trust the process. Trust implies a relationship. You have to build trust and earn trust. Atlanta's just like, believe. And you can believe, if we've learned anything over the last year, you can believe anything you want to. And so I think believe is just, it's shorter, and brevity is the soul of winning basketball games.
Dwight Howard and Tobias Harris keep getting played. Doc Rivers, man, look, Doc, I love you. I've talked to you. I think you're great as a person, but why are you playing a lineup that is minus 16 every time? Why is Dwight Howard in? Play Ben Simmons as a small ball point center. That's what he is. He is a big man with many skills, none of which get used accurately.
You know, you know what this is like when, like, a campaign manager loses an election and then has to go on CNN the next day and, like, tries to argue that his candidate should have won and it's the voters' fault somehow? That's what Pablo's doing right now. It's really sad.
Sixers and seven.
Wow, bold.
Buy the dip!
Do you all owe Playoff P an apology?
Okay, we do, but so do you, Charlie, producer
yes,
of the show.
Thank you.
I think everybody owes him an apology. Playoff P, he's doing very well. He put the team on his back last night for a win after Kawhi has been ruled out with a knee thing for indefinitely. We don't know when he's coming back. Paul George did what he had to do, which for me, I'm happy to see just because, I mean, who doesn't love a redemption story? But also the fact that Paul George was talking last year about his struggles with mental health. Now, maybe that was just bubble related, but it does seem like something that once you've kind of opened that box and looked into that vast abyss, I can speak from personal experience, it sort of changes your outlook on things. And so for me, what I heard was that Paul George, when he found out that Kawhi went down, was calm. And he took that news calmly. And to me, that's a sign that that's somebody who's thinking ahead, who knows what has to be done, but doesn't feel overwhelmed by the task at hand or like he has to live up to the task at hand, but like he's motivated and able to complete the task at hand. He had 37 points last night, a career high playoff, 16 rebounds. He played a great game, looked fantastic. He deserved it. I'm happy for him, and I'm happy we have a happy story after that last one.
Yeah, I agree. And I do owe him an apology. I literally went on TV yesterday and said the Clippers Same. Would lose. I mean, like many people, and I was wrong. Paul George was magnificent. I mean, I think I underestimated Paul George. I overestimated the Jazz and perhaps didn't think about how injured Donovan Mitchell is playing through that and the absence of Mike Conley. But Paul George deserves all of the flowers for what he did. He was dominant on both ends. I mean, it was just such a complete performance from him. The Clippers scored 14 points off of assists. The Jazz went 1-for-6 on shots he contested. He was incredible on defense. And if not for Kevin Durant, like, painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel a couple of days ago, we would probably be talking about this game from Paul George just being on that level, because it was truly a great playoff performance, and he lived up to the nickname.
Yeah, the nickname is why we're here, and I love the fact that, and I never have related more to somebody who has just been ritualistically humiliated on the internet, rising up and proving everybody wrong. Like, that is legitimately inspiring. The idea that Paul George had a terrible nickname and therefore got held to a standard that was beyond, honestly, like, it wasn't fair, but they were funny. They were very easy, funny jokes
That's
to
true.
Make. And what we have to remember about Paul George is that this guy used to be a number one. He was going toe-to-toe with LeBron James with the Indiana Pacers in a way that made me write an article that was crazy sounding at the time, and then even worse, and now kind of right, which is like maybe this guy is the best two-way player in the NBA.
How did you make that back to being about
you? Well, because I happen to have had takes that were good and then bad and then good again, which is all to say, don't write me off yet or Paul George. Playoff P. I have never felt more like you myself.
Did you say you're sorry at all at any point in that?
I forgot. Mm. Yeah, maybe.
We're going to start calling you Playoff Pablo now. I hope you realize that. Playoff Pablo. Process Pablo.
Ooh, process P.
Process P.
Process P. I love that. Uh-oh. It just rolls off the tongue.
It's good. I hate it because it's good.
Process P.
I wish I didn't say it out loud. I've been process P for years. I wear that.
Up next on HQ.
Yeah, it's tough for me to like criticize someone else who had to emotionally bare their soul and vulnerabilities in front of a camera today.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Do you question if Nikola Jokic is making the most of his time off?
This is my favorite video. I don't know how much we're going to show, but I do want to preface this by saying when I found it on the internet, it is just a 2-minute video of this. This is the level of excitement it maintains the whole time. Nikola Jokic once wanted to be a harness racer, but he got too big, so he played basketball, and now in his off season, he does this.
It's the outfit. Honestly, it's the outfit for me.
2 minutes this video goes on for.
I mean, sun's out, harness out.
He looks so at peace. He's so in his element. Yes. He's just casually looking off. He looks very relaxed.
God. Oh no, is he stopping? Is this how you stop in harness racing?
Well, I'm not an expert. Is there a break? I think it's the horse is just taking a breather.
Oh.
This is actually the most exciting part of the video. Whoa. In case you're wondering at home why we chose this. That's the most exciting. The most stuff happens there.
That is okay. The most calming video this show has ever shown that has a foreign language caption in the bottom. Yes.
It's a great point. Calming to human viewers, not to horses. Like, point of view, you're the horse. You're just chilling in Sombor, I believe is Jokic's hometown in Serbia, thinking, what am I going to do today? Like, who's going to take a ride? All of a sudden, 7-foot Nikola Jokic is walking towards you. In your brain, you're like, oh no, I have to pull this man for around a track? No, absolutely not.
I think they're friends. Their vibe seemed like they were friends. He knows that horse from way back.
I feel like that horse now acutely appreciates what it was like for Nikola Jokic to try and tow the Nuggets through the postseason.
Do you question if you feel bad for Garrett Cole?
I mean, I feel bad for everybody all the time. Garrett Cole, pitcher for the Yankees, kind of caught in the middle of this sticky stuff controversy in baseball. After the game yesterday, here is him talking about the fact that he's no longer using spider tack, gorilla glue, whatever.
I just can't. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to, it's so hard to grip the ball. I just, you know, I mean, for Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has something, regardless if they're a pitcher or not, to help them control the ball. We are aligned in a lot of areas with the commissioner's office on this. And please just talk to us. Please just work with us. I know you have the hammer here, but you know, we've been living in a gray area for so long. I would just hate see players get hurt. I would hate to see balls start flying at people's heads. I had a really tough time gripping the baseball tonight, especially early when it was windy. So
I can see both sides, unfortunately. And I kind of like bringing the energy of like, hey guys, work with me here. I'm having a hard time with the ball. And it's tough to throw balls, which it is. That's why none of us do it professionally except this guy. So I don't know. I'm probably being just getting got. But the fact that he said golly gee or whatever it was he said, it's like, for Pete's sakes, man, it's tough out here. I get it.
Yeah, it's tough for me to like criticize someone else who had to emotionally bare their soul and vulnerabilities in front of a camera today. But I will say this, right? Like, it's just hard for me. I get, by the way, Katie, to your point, like Tyler Glasnow got hurt. I get all that. I just can't take this all that seriously because like the heading on this entire controversy is sticky stuff.
It is a testament to the like general incompetence of how MLB has handled this that I feel bad for these guys for cheating.
I know.
It's like when that website for infidelity, AshleyMadison.com, got hacked and all the names got released and you like weirdly kind of felt bad for people even though they were doing something bad. That's how I feel about this controversy.
It's how I felt, honestly, and I don't want to go here, but I bet you'll air it anyway, about Deflategate. Which is like,
oh Lord,
Tom Brady's messing with a ball that other players have said that they're messing with as well. Aaron Rodgers had said it during a broadcast a few games before. It's a rule they didn't care to uphold. And then suddenly they're like, this is the rule, you broke it. And it's like, but you never, we were all breaking it.
Wow.
It's very similar.
Ideal gas law. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. This is your process, Katie. Yeah. I just want you to be aware of what you're doing.
Saying the words Tom and Brady together still hurts.
Yeah,
I miss when we used to just talk about that. That was fun.
Do you? I don't.
Tonight on ESPN, Game 6, Nets and Bucks.
Oh, you could have said anything. I'm a company man, so I was going to watch anyway. Da-na-na, da-na-na. But yeah, of course, I'm going to watch this basketball game. Let's take a look at a clip of stuff that Pablo might wish he could see at some point. Just some beautiful basketball being played well.
I mean, just making baskets, forget beautiful basketball, is for Pablo.
Yeah, that shot went in.
This is wild. I was like at this game, which was even more painful because I kind of loved it, even though I knew that I shouldn't love it. But that's how good this was, and that's how beautiful.
Ugh. Even that clip at the end, Ben Simmons could never. Pablo, are you intrigued?
So, as I said, like, I was in awe of this performance. It was an honor and a very like genuine basketball nerd sense for me to have witnessed the best game of Kevin Durant's life. But I'm going to take a couple plays off tonight, not going to watch basketball at all, really. And even if that hug was, you know, something that I personally craved, I'm just going to hope things go differently, guys. So give me a no on this one.
Okay, Mina, are you intrigued?
I'm obviously intrigued by this game. I'm also intrigued by Highly Questionable tomorrow because Pablo will be there and we're going to talk about this game. So I'm curious to see how you do that without watching it, Pablo.
Oh, I thought it was just like, what if you lost? He was going to give it back to you. But I'll be there too. So this is exciting.
Oh, good.
We're going to run it back.
Streaming online, American Ninja Warrior Jr.
I mean, sure. From what I've heard from these two, this clip is hilarious or great or awesome, and I haven't seen it yet, and so let's roll it.
They had me a junior, honestly.
I mean,
no.
Keep watching. No, this is incredible.
This kid had attacking this course like a spider monkey.
I mean, the other kid's also going very fast.
Ninja mentor!
I wish
I had a ninja mentor. Oh my lord. The kid without sleeves, unsurprisingly, really strong start. Whoa.
Oh my god. Wow!
Oh.
Logan!
Whoa!
Damn, his hair looks great too.
His hair does look great.
Remember being a kid when you could just do whatever? The way that kid's rib cage moved in the air off that thing, I would die. Mean, are you intrigued?
Obviously, I'm intrigued. I was going to compare the blonde kid who jumped out to an early lead to the Sixers, but he didn't choke at the end. So I felt like that would actually be unfair to the blonde kid. Great comeback from Logan, though.
Pablo, are you intrigued?
Yeah, are we done with the show yet?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, that's it for Highly Questionable. I'm Katie Nolan, that's Mina Kimes. If you want more of her, you can listen to the Mina Kimes show featuring Lenny. That's Pablo Torre. If you need more of him, maybe wait. Maybe call somebody else and check back with Pablo in a couple
days.
Yeah,
later. We'll do that later.
Whoa.
it's hard.
I'm happy to see your face, bud. I wouldn't have probably shown up to work today.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.